Hashem has rachmanos on me. 028. You missed all the good stuff.
Like I said, we really have the battle royales, and I gave Slifkin as an example, is when people come up with chidushim, with seemingly revolutionary ideas, but then they taina. This is also has makaris in the early ones, in this case, in the Rishonim, and this. So then you're, that's when everybody really, that's when the fights get. Like if someone would want to revolutionize Israeli society, which I want to do. I want to make vocational schools. So I'd say, what are you coming up with new things for? And I'm saying it's not new. Chazal said to do it. I'm not new, you're new. So then that would be like a real big fight. Then the heads would be, you know, because when everybody's claiming that they're the ones with the Mesoris Avos, of which the Chavis Halvavos talks, then it really gets hot. Kein Svarish at the Schadish L'Chashaloka Domucha B'Yediyosa. I think Chazal say, you know, what's wrong with Chazal? Chazal say, yeah. No, you did. What do you say? Chazal tell everyone to learn a Parnosa?
To what?
To learn a Parnosa?
Yeah, there's a change.
Yeah? What do you say? You don't have to learn a Parnosa anymore?
No, you don't need to. You can go along the way.
Really? Okay.
No.
If an individual can call a kavod, he should. Someone yarshens money and is, you know, call a kavod. Avadi, he has a chiv to sit and learn a whole day.
Well, instead of today, there is no way to do kashneh.
Not as kiyum shnehem. I'm talking about shelo yilastim as abrios. Let's stop the conversation. Okay, but this is like really such a ki ein smorash at the chadish l'cha. There's nothing you will think of in avodas Hashem, and in how to serve. We're talking about people who are figuring out ways how to serve Hashem, how to make things better, how to. And then they fall away. He says that was an intellectual clash of ideas. I'm sure the reform movement started with presenting themselves as a better way to serve Hashem, or else they wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So there's nothing they will think of shaloka damucha b'diyasa that our forefathers didn't think of first. And they see, we, this is a very, very important thing the Chazal says here, because we people are short-sighted. They don't see where something can lead to. You say, well, I'll do this today. I'll set up a system of when they cut out your kumpurgon from the siddur. You know, today. It's okay. But the gedolim, big people, bigger people, are able to see the end result. Sometimes it takes 10 years, sometimes it takes 20 years, sometimes it takes 100 years. But they see the end result of what's going on now. So don't think that you're thinking of something, he says, they already thought of it. V'omdu al kol totz oseho haretzuyos. They already realized the benefits that would accrue to such a mahalach. V'hanif sados. And the dangers that would involve. And the hezekim that would happen if you act a certain way, if you set up a certain system. So you're thinking, and you don't have such a broad mind. There's some good to it, but you're not considering all the ramifications and all the ramifications of it. Sometimes you don't realize. So you think you're doing a good thing, and you don't realize the hezekim that can come out of it. And it's hidden from you. A big hezek. That'll down the road come out. So that's why you shouldn't stray from tradition. That's what he says. Because you're not so smart. They thought of these things in the past, and if it was rejected by Klal Yisrael, by the leaders of Klal Yisrael, there was a reason why it was rejected. So again, we're learning Klavis Aldovitz. Someone could always say, and people say this every day, they say that the situation changed, that they thought of it and rejected it because it was different matzah. So again, you need a clear mind. You need someone without an agenda, someone objective, Talmud Chacham, to really, without an agenda, to really paskin. I go back to the Beis Yaakov system. It was a wonderful example. What? What, who said? So, sometimes there is. I'm giving as an example. I'm saying the Chavis Aldovitz's point is well made. But there's a point that could be made that the Chavis Aldovitz doesn't address. And that is that sometimes, he says they thought of it already, and they realized all the ramifications, and they rejected it for a reason. Now I'm saying, sometimes you turn around and say, you know, the matzav have changed. I tell you, when Otsko started with the Gemara, they say, what? The truth is, Rabbi Sol Salanta authorized a project to translate Shas into Yiddish. Same thing. So Salanta did. It's well, I think it's well known. He wanted an art school that would have been a Yiddish art school. It never got anywhere because there was no Schattenstein around. But, and no Meir Zlatowitz to his credit. But, I'm saying, but you say, you know, so is opposition. Whoever heard of Gemara could translate it. Sivan Tovshin Samachvav, which I believe was 1 month ago, is a long article in a Torah journal from a certain Torah journal attacking the Mishnah Gemara. That takes away from your idea. I mean, the whole bit, you know, we heard of it. But the Chavis Halavos would say, and besides, you think they never thought of doing this? Saitai, no, they did. That's Rashi. What do you think Rashi is? Rashi's on school. Explain us the Gemara. What's wrong with explaining the Gemara? Okay. I don't want to get into art school now. I'm here to defend art school. Alavai, you shouldn't need art school. But there's no difference between art school, Gemara, and going to a Shia. The idea of no Yigi is absurd. I never heard anyone say to someone that goes to a Shia, what are you going to a Shia for? Go learn yourself and be a Gaya. I never heard anyone say that. Maybe they should. Maybe there's more Yigiya, and a certain individual should struggle to figure out the Gemara for himself. It's not different. It's the exact same thing. I'm not saying it's ideal.
It's not ideal
to listen to a Shia either. You should figure out the Gemara yourself. It's not ideal to have the Gemara presented to you on a platter from a Magid Shia. I'm saying it's the same. My point is it's the same. Aniyan Shir, if it's teaching you how to think, then good. But if you're sitting back listening to his Mahalach in the Sugya, and you're not figuring out your own Mahalach in the Sugya, and you're Roi to think of your own Mahalach, or you could be a Geya and think of your own Mahalach, so of course it's the same thing. What are you sitting back and listening to his Mahalach? Well, go there and struggle yourself. If you have what to learn from him in how to think, and how to approach a Sugya, then Avada, that's a good thing to do. Anyway, so what's my point? So like a month ago, there was this long article attacking such things. And then they're right. Yeah, we never did it. So it's right there was an Eis Lasis Lashem. You want to know historic? You want to know a little, what gave Otskol the push to do it, that it should be considered kosher? The Yaakov Kamenetsky's itself. No question about it. I was there. I know. The Yaakov Kamenetsky pushed them to make the Gemara. He held the door needs it. And Baruch Hashem, you know, the payers, I think, speak for themselves. You know, you hope it was taka a good thing. But that's the kind of thing where it could taka go either way. It could be something that said, the tutos nish, that was never done before. You know, that's not the traditional way of doing things. Or you could say, listen, the need is terrible. There's an emergency situation. At the very least, it's Eislas Eslashem Heferet Torah Secho, even if it is not a good thing. So that's what I mean. So these things have to be grappled with. That's why we have leaders. That's why you spoke. That's what you need people who are Tamid Chachomim and no agenda to paskin on these things for the klal. What's new and therefore bad, as per the Chovas Halvavos we're learning, and what's taka new and bad, but eis rasis lashem, or that's one way, or to say, well, it's not really new. This is really a chazara to the old. This is the way they used to do things. You go back to Zilberman Shita, right? So he's claiming what he wants from me. I'm not doing anything new. You're the guys that are new. I'm going back to the old. You're the mechatchim. You guys should be banned. Okay? So that's... Okay. But that's what... But he's very strong here, the Chayus HaBavitz. He says, anything you thought of, they thought of already. You are small-minded. So you think, oh, this is great. This is like going to really... All the problems of the cloud yourself, this is going to fix up. All we have to do is... I don't know, you know, like the Yosha Bear, who... You know, he started teaching women Gemara. Stern College, I think, they teach Gemara to women. Like, that really grates on the ears. Like, so he felt, and he said this many times, that just as the Chofetz Chaim and the others then were Mater Beis Yaakov's, because the gas, the street, held a terrible allure for girls, and the home was not enough anymore to... Used to be the home gave you your emuna and your frumkeit and your, and there was no need for them to be scholarly. That's not a woman's muhus to be scholarly. But the basics were starting to crumble. Emuna, bitachon, frumkeit, tznius, the basic things that the home used to be enough to transmit, and the home is really the right place to transmit it. So they saw that the gas was too alluring. So he signed it that the intellectual stimulation that's out there is also very alluring, and we have to provide women with more intellectual stimulation in the Torah sort. That was his explanation for doing it. It's not for me to say right or wrong. Not for me to judge, but the Mahalach is a he didn't stop to do it like others in his name do things, and they think they're solving society's problems, but they really just want to ingratiate themselves with women, with feminist groups. So they come up with these. Lamosha, he was very, very against women's prayer groups, although many of his Talmidim are big pushers for it. Al Kaponim, because the lover says, you see what's right about it, and you see it as solving society's problems. Below Tiras Atoshabah, and you don't see where it's going to lead to. And that's what you need people to paskin on. So the Chodes Halvavos is being very one sided. I'm giving examples of exceptions. But the Chodes Halvavos is saying, therefore, don't do anything untraditional, don't do anything Chodosh. Don't veer from the path that's already was set down by our forefathers, by the Durs that came before us. Obviously, he means like a structural, meaningful thing. He's not talking about he didn't turn Amish on us. The Chavis Halvavos. He's talking about like a structural thing in society, in Torah society. The Amr HaChosid, Al Tasek Gvul Olo Masher Osu Avol Secha, that's a Pasuk in Mishlei. He's saying, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, the Torah world is traditionalist. We look at the past Doiris as being superior to ours. And therefore, if they made a certain Mahalach, it's good. And if they rejected a certain Mahalach, there must be something wrong with it. The Amr Shema Bani Musar Avicha. Always Avicha. The Amr B'misha Meshane Chuke Avosov. Pasuk in Mishlei again, Dor Oviv Yikalel, the door that rejects curses, but Yikalel really has the deeper meaning of cursing. It means makes light of, from the word kal. It doesn't show the proper respect to Oviv. That's Imo Lo Yivarech. Dor Tohor Be'enov, like they think they you know, they're on top of the world. But so also the ruchats, but they're like babes, they're like babies, and they have to be diapered. But so also the ruchats, but they think they're on top of the world. I grew up in the 60s. I saw this mamish come to fruition in the Geisha world. I saw, this is what happened then. The whole rebellion of the 60s. But the Beatles were Mishana society, and they really handed society, the running of society, like that's a famous don't trust anyone over 30. That was their famous memra until they became 30 themselves. Then they said, maybe 40. But that was it. There was a big shift in the 50s and the 40s. Early America was not like that. The cults came in the 1800s. Like, there was always the respect for the door before. And that, really, in the 60s, 1960s, total, like, really, the whole, like, youth. They know better, they understand better. The old past is no good. It was really a very big, I don't know what to call it, psychological shift, saying, but that's what the Chavis HaLovis is saying, that's bad. You know things are bad when that's happening. Okay. Now, the Chavis HaLovis gives his exception to his rule. And that is, if you want to add, you want to be more firm. You want to make siyoga. In other words, if you don't say you know better than the past, let's say you want to make a siyoga. You want to make a gedder. You want to make a shmira. You want to say, you know, till now they held it was okay. Let's say you say, the door before held it was okay to let's say someone would say, you know, in the previous diaries, so they held it was okay to watch kosher movies. But now we have to usher it, and we have to ban it, and we have to say that anyone that goes to even kosher movies is an ice whore. So that you could do. Dr. Chavis HaLovis. If you don't say that we know better than the previous door, if your attitude is, yeah, they were moderate, but they didn't chop. We know better. That's not a kosher thought, he says. But if you say that we recognize that in the past it was one way, but now we have to be more machmir because we're weaker and we have more problems. And we can't allow what they allowed in the past. So we recognize that the past was correct, but they were correct for the past. And now we have to make more siyogim. That the Chavis HaLovis says that's okay. Because he goes on to say, they themselves instituted the principle of Asu Siyog LaTorah. They said, do such things. That's what Vasu Siyog LaTorah means. It means come up with your own siyogim. If you're only going to follow the past siyogim that previous dayors made, so then it's not a siyog to you anymore. Then it's already accepted halacha, accepted gzeros. But if there's an exhortation, Vasu Siyog LaTorah, it's saying that make your own siyogim. As you see weaknesses, so shore up the weaknesses. L'moshel taka, in this inyan of parnasa, if Gedolim encouraged taka not even learning parnasa, but going to kolel without it, there's no question. Unquestionably, without a doubt, it's because they felt it was a tzorech shah. They felt there was a need for it after the Holocaust. They felt that there was a huge halal, a huge emptiness in the world, in the Torah world, because of the decimation of World War II. So, Marshal Chazanish is quoted in certain places as saying that it will take two doyers. Two dayers, I think the quote is, of like, you know, crazy learning to fill up the ranks of Klal Yisrael with people that are knowledgeable in Torah. So that's what Chavis HaLovis is talking about. That's, yeah, okay to do. They can't be accused of veering from the traditions of the past if they're machmir, if they make siogim. And because you'll notice, like, it comes up with a lump of shechab. Because they're not really veering from the past. Because the Rishonim said, Asu siog l'Torah. So each door has to make its own siogim. Avalam nir l'cha, but if it seems to you, l'chayiv atzmucha b'nedova, b'mitzvos, b'meshetuchal, b'midus chasidus. But if you want to add and be more machmir in things, but now the Chavis Gavodis gives two, three very important conditions before you go ahead being more machmir and making siyogim and being more frum than the past. Condition number one is achar shetamali chovos hamutolos alecha, after you're doing your basic chiyuvim, A. B. V'achar sheyaskein b'sichlocha, after you have really thought it out, not just blindly running to just be more machmir and to just, you know, make chumras or siyogim even, but you've thought it out and you realize, and you really see a weakness in society and you're reasonably certain that this will shore it up and this will prevent b'chshaylim. And a very strange, if not strange, a strange phrase, v'yu neged yitzrecha, meaning it's not a product of an agenda. You always have to check. Maybe it's to gain, like, power. Maybe it's to position yourself that now you're going to be in a position of power over society, or maybe you have a certain agenda you want to push through. But you have to check out that you mean it amish lishma, not fulfilling your Yetzirah's desires. You have to
maybe
make... What?
Maybe you need to take a pull upon himself, not for others. You need to check all those things, and then you need to make sure...
He certainly means that as well. That also, it's all nechlam. It should be a product of his seichel. He shouldn't be just be copying someone else. It should be well thought out. It shouldn't be a product of his emotion. It shouldn't be a product of just copying other people. It shouldn't be a product of his wanting to be accepted by society. It shouldn't be a product of one-upsmanship. And it shouldn't be neged yitzchak. It shouldn't be, there should be no agenda involved. His intentions should be purely lishma. Yichud HaMaisa. It should be purely to prevent mechshaylus, and it shouldn't be to, let's say, to alienate certain members of society that he doesn't like. So he sets up a system in which they're on the outside. That's what Chavis HaMaisa says. That's not kosher. What's kosher is if you mean something with shma. Let's say these new mishigas of making yeshivas where they don't take in children of people that work. So what do you think the Chavos Havavos would say about that? He would say, evil. He would say, that was never done in Klal Yisrael before. You're saying that you're making a siyag. He'd say, you're a bunch of phonies. You're doing it because of lehisyahir. You're doing it because you want to set yourselves up as the elite of society. So that's how you know it's wrong. That's how you know it's not meant lishma. It's not meant with pure intentions. It wasn't well thought out because there's no rational basis for it. It's not like they have statistics. If you want to take statistics of kids that went off the derech, it's more likely the kids of kol guys than the kids of working guys. If anybody would ever do a scientific survey. What I just said, I also don't know. It's also anecdotal. You know what I mean? Anecdotal. No one ever did a scientific survey. You know, one person knows three people, so he says, But there's no basis for it, and it was never done. And that's the type of thing that should be acid. But again, like many other things, nobody asks me, so I'm free to say whatever I want, because no one cares what I say anyway.
B'chashem.